Hey guys, welcome to the Sports Spectrum Minute. I am Jason Romano. We're going to go back today 2 years. We're going to go back to 2020. Right in the middle of COVID, we released a conversation with Dave Aranda. Dave is the head football coach at Baylor University, and he was previously a defensive coordinator and assistant head coach at LSU, and that was the year that the Tigers went undefeated, 15-0, Joe Burrow, and a national championship. And Coach Aranda, he took over for Matt Rhule, who went on to the NFL. He's currently the head coach with the Carolina Panthers. And Dave Aranda, when we got him, he was literally in the midst of moving into a new house. You can actually hear in the background of the snippet we're going to play of people working at his new place. And Dave inherited a Baylor team that didn't do so hot in that COVID year of 2020. They only went 2-7. But man, this past year in 2021, did they turn it around? Baylor went 12-2 and won the Sugar Bowl. I mean, what a year Dave Aranda had in his second season as a head coach with Baylor. And he won the AP Big 12 Coach of the Year Award last year, the Paul Bear Bryant Award program for the Big 12 Coach of the Year. He won the George Munger Award. He had a lot of success in 2021. And I love bringing snippets back because the conversation we're going to share with you, or the little snippet, if you will, is when he shares about making his relationship with Jesus his own. And remember, he's sharing this in the midst of a new job, a lot of uncertainty with COVID, and then what would turn out to be a very difficult start in 2020 when the team went just 2-7, but then turned it around in 2021 going 12-2. This is Dave Aranda from Baylor joining us on the Sports Spectrum Minute.
I go to Texas Tech as a grad assistant. It was Mike Leach's staff, a bunch of, you know, Sonny Dykes, Art Briles, Dana Holgorsen, great coaches. One of the coaches on that staff was Brian Norwood. And Brian and I were just on the staff for 1 year, and Brian was a Christian. And all these great coaches and everything. Ron Harris was still a great mentor to me. He went to Cal Lutheran, and he was the reason for me going up there, really. Great family. Brian stood out. Brian was a Christian. The way he interacted with people, the way he treated people, it was almost, you would see guys and the staff there in the day-to-day, and there would be times to where if this was like a cartoon, they're in the storm. You know what I mean? You could see it. It's beautiful outside, sunny day, but inside it was like the George Clooney movie where the ship gets taken over. I forget in Boston or something. I forget it's like that type of storm. Perfect storm.
Yeah.
You can sense that's going inside of them. And they'd all have days like that. I would never really see it with Brian Norwood. I never really would. There was almost like, I don't know, I'd use the word grace, really. And that was my first experience with a coach, seeing the type of impact that a coach could have with Christianity. And that's just strong when you see that. And we have a coach now on our staff, Brian Stewart, who is very similar. Brian, in the later years, was a mentor to me, and Brian's the same way. And he mentioned working camps with Tony Dungy and Herm Edwards and seeing the same type of thing. And it's pretty cool that he said that, because it's real. It's something you sense, just the day-to-day inner turmoil, inner storms, and the ability to kind of navigate that. So I struggled with it through college, through grad school, and I tried to get into some divinity schools coming out of Texas Tech. So I was going to be a professor, was the plan, or I was going to go into coaching. Yeah. I ended up choosing coaching, and I think getting married, first kids born, Houston was where I was coaching. Religion just wasn't really a piece. I'd pretty much detached completely now. It didn't come until I was coaching in Hawaii, where I picked up the Bible. I would read the Bible. I spent a lot of time talking with like Brian, talking with various coaches that have that would be Christian coaches. Or I ended up really giving my life to Christ. And really, since that point, I think the ability to kind of let go of control and open up my heart, I think, you know, I've been able to do that, I think, with people. I just for a long time, struggled to do it with God. And whether it was the framing of Father, or it was just, you know, admitting that you're not in control and that you can't, for as smart as maybe you think you are, you're not going to be able to figure this out. And just the ability to be okay in that space, to know that there's a greater purpose, and that you're going to be okay. That took a while.
And many thanks to Dave Aranda from Baylor. He is their head football coach, for joining us on Sports Spectrum. College football is returning very soon, within the next few days. I am excited to have college football back for 2022. It's a little bit crazier of a college football season when you think of all that took place in the offseason, with the different teams going to different conferences and all that. But Baylor was a team that last year was fantastic. 12-2, they won the Sugar Bowl. It'll be fun to see what they can do this year in the Big 12 in 2022. Thanks again to Dave Aranda, who joined us back in 2020, and for this little snippet of that conversation here on the Sports Spectrum Minute. You can listen to the entire podcast in the show notes. We got a link there to the Apple and Spotify link that you can listen to that podcast, that entire podcast with Dave Aranda. And do tune in next time for a brand new episode on Sports Spectrum's podcast. Excited for what's about to come. And I hope you guys really, really enjoy it and hear Jesus within the conversations of the people in the world of sports. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time here on the show.